the bump here.
The water has receded, but the potholes are still here. I've hitched a ride with Nora, the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority, touring a city that has largely rebuilt in the decades since Hurricane Katrina and the subsequent levee failure. Nora's Mary Beth Romig says the reconstruction efforts have led to a better, smarter city.
We've been more thoughtful in how to create the city that we've always wanted. But we can still retain the thing that makes this city so special. It's feeling of authenticity, and it's really coming back.
In many places, commercial corridors have been revitalized and homes restored. A new streetcar line is being built, while the brand new $1 billion University Medical Center has just opened its doors. The city is hoping to be in tip-top shape as it approaches its tricentennial in 2018.
Work continues. This is so good to see. I love it.
A new batch of homes is shaping up in the Lower Ninth Ward, the city's poor, low-lying neighborhood that bore the brunt of the devastation and where only a fraction of the pre-storm population has returned. But here and across the city, abandoned houses, schools, and empty lots continue to dot the landscape. And far from the tourist sites, hammers and drills are still plugging away.
My name is Kurt Justice. I'm the Deputy Director of Camp Restore, and we are a mission site and volunteer hosting organization. We've worked on just around 500 homes in terms of large-scale rebuilding projects since 2006. We're in the home of a local teacher, and she's been working hard to get it together. I had a contractor who did some partial work and then walked off the job, and so we're picking up there and helping her get it completed now with our volunteers.
13-year-old Anna Burns is among a group of young volunteers from California who've picked up tools at the 7th Ward worksite.
There are so many people who have had their homes damaged by the hurricane and who can't have a place to live. We met the homeowner yesterday. I'm glad that we can help her and the community by rebuilding her house.
Another group of volunteers from California is toiling away, this time at a house in New Orleans East. The project is led by the local branch of the NGO Habitat for Humanity. Executive Director Jim Pate says some 60 houses have been constructed in this neighborhood alone.
We are able to build a house in partnership with the family and sell it to the family at the hard cost of materials, land, and subcontractors, and provide the permanent financing, which we provide at zero interest. That means they are buying their own home for less than or roughly half what they would be paying in rent. We've made incredible advances in 10 years, but there's so much more to do. If there's one New Orleans person or family that wants to return and they have not been able to get back, then we want to get them back home.
James Fauché III was barely a teenager when the levees gave way. He says the city's rebuilding efforts haven't gone far enough.
They could do a lot better. I mean, they've done a lot, but if you ride down to this corner, you'll see a house with a red X on it marking Katrina. Why hasn't that been touched yet? You'll see too many of those red marks on houses and just abandoned houses. They've done enough to the parts that will make them money for the stuff that the tourists are going to see.
While the job is far from over, New Orleans has certainly come a long way in the decades since Katrina. The city, if not reinvented, is a testament to resilience. This is Rochelle Harrison-Pless reporting for RFI.